wagon, you know, or something, and they would come by occasionally.
Yeah.
I let him have it right back at the nap of the day.
Now, a wagon, the wheels, you had to keep them if they were squeaking all the time.
Well, you had to keep them greased.
Yeah. You use that axle
grease.
Yeah.
Thick, thick. You also had to keep your buggy greased.
And you always ended up getting your hands...
Well, yes, you got your hands dirty. And you usually had a few corn shucks around there. You started off by wiping your hands with the corn shucks, you understand?
Yeah.
That seemed to absorb it and take it off, the most of it. And then you edged over toward the kitchen, and somebody had some warm water with this old-fashioned yellow kitchen soap.
Yeah.
And you washed your hands well, and that broke it off.
Seems like to me the food, you know, when they cooked in lard, the food would have tasted awful, kind of grease.
Well, you get used to anything, you understand? They used a lot of hog lard in those days.
And the food tasted...
Yes, but they were used to it. They didn't notice it. You know, you get used to most anything.
Tasted a little what? Tasted grease.
Well, I can't tell you exactly how it tasted today.
Yeah.
But I know I ate a lot of food, and I never thought anything about it. I guess I just got used to it. This was just... People, in those days, corn oil and margarine and all those things we used to cook, you know, like Crisco, wasn't common. At that time, they had compound oil, lard, which was made out of cottonseed oil in the stove. And that was rather a cheap, form of cooking, shortening. Yeah, life has changed a lot, I'll tell you.
When you got that all over your hands, you say your hands were all...
messed up.
You
call that messed up?
Yeah, or greasy.
Greasy or messed up.
Yeah.
So you usually had some, either that or another thing they used to get it off. You know, the foist, if they had some Spanish moss, and they'd pull it off the tree.
Yeah.
And wipe your hands, and that would help clean the big, you know, the surface off. And you'd always have a film on you where you'd go to the kitchen where somebody had hot water and with this old yellow kitchen soap, and that would clean it off.
Yeah. Now, did you ever make when you had to go out at night, they'd make something, maybe kind of just a piece of wood or a bottle that'd have a rag in it, and they'd light it and then kerosene down in it, and they'd call that a... To go out at night, you'd use a what? If you didn't have a lantern, you'd make yourself a...
Well, in some section, but I never...
Would you ever go out on the lake at night?
Now, they did go out on lakes at night, and they did spearfish. They used the term gig fish here.
And they'd make a what?
They had a special... it had coal oil in it with wicks. And it was, in French they called it flambeau.
Flambeau, yeah, or a torch.
It's a torch of some kind, you understand? And
yeah.
Somehow they would hold it. Now, I never did that, but I've seen them do it.
Where'd they go out fishing in?
Well, they had a flat boat, a few rows.
Yeah.
Usually, to do this, a spearing or gigging a fish, you had to have a flat boat, because it was steadier, you understand?
Did you ever see it? Was it round, or... did it have a pointed bow to it, the pirogues?
No, pirogues did. It was narrow, you understand?
Uh-huh.
It had, of course they were built a little different, but they were built in pointed in front and pointed in the back, you understand? With a flat bottom.
What about the ones that were wide in the back, maybe, and pointed in the front? That was called a...
Well, you didn't see too much.
A skiff?
A skiff was that way, yes.
And when you just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say you were going to...
What do you mean?
Well, you know, it was still in dry dock, and then they were going to what?
I don't remember exactly what time. It's a form of launch.